Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio, will help you connect with the Ascended Masters to raise your vibration and understand the lessons of life, balancing karma, fulfilling your earthly mission, and manifesting a becoming God in action. This live call-in show with Michael Shane and the Ascended Masters is an opportunity to receive spiritual education and healing with the guidance and direction of our beloved Ascended Masters, all through this transphysical mediumship of Michael Shane and his amazing guests. Now, here is your host, Michael Shane.
Hello, everyone. I'm Cheryl Gardner, and you're listening live to The Michael Shane Show. Today, we have a very special guest. Her name is Jacqueline Conquest, also known to others as Eagle Wolf Heart. And she is a very gifted medium who has been able to integrate her divine gifts into her professional practice as a transpersonal therapist. And we're happy to have you here today, Jackie. And Michael, would you?
I will.
I'm excited about being here.
It is a joy to see you. I remember hearing about your hair being a little bit different than it is today. But
yes.
You have more of a powerful vibration around you.
Oh, thank you.
Someone does today. It's hello, everybody out there. It's a wonderful day. I guess we're going to be in the 59 temperature range, and that's pretty exciting. That tells me that we might just have a spring this year. You know, wouldn't that be wonderful? Okay, Jacqueline, you know, one of the things that I myself have been studying part of my life and recently been discussing with Cheryl and others at the Ascension Foundation and over the radio is this concept of soulmates and twin flames and twin rays and all the things that you have out there, and you hear all this different information.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at all the information that's out there, it doesn't appear that one piece of information is the same.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of similarities. And so when you're talking about a split soul, what exactly are you saying that is?
Oh, excellent question. Actually, I think maybe it would make more sense for me to really go back to the beginning.
Okay.
To explain this
split soul. Beginning is
a
good place to start.
Yes, exactly. So when our energy was first created, we were created in a soul group. And I like to compare it to like a lotus flower, like our soul family, soul group. So let's say there's 9 petals on a lotus flower. Well, you take each petal and there's a male and a female energy, which would be a one soul.
Okay.
That's the split soul. So when the soul group is created and energetically when that group is coming to like sacred Mother Earth, for instance, or maybe another planet in another solar system, that soul, when the soul group hits the planet, it all splits, but the one lotus petal of the two souls, twin flame, male and female energy, that's actually one soul, is the last to split.
Okay.
And the, quote, destiny of the split soul, twin flames, however you want to look at it, is to do the spiritual work, the soul work. And that is their destiny, and then to come back together.
So when you're doing the soul work, you're not just looking at or focusing on the soul mate aspect of it. It's all the different souls connected to that integration.
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it, actually, because vibrationally you would be in alignment with your soul group.
Right.
So that's true. And since we are all of one mind and we are all one, then that makes sense, because then you get probably less distracted in being like I'm looking for my man or I'm looking for my woman, or it doesn't matter what the energy is in the physical body. If there are two females in a relationship, one will be male, one will be female.
And the way I've noticed in regards to the different souls or flames or rays is there is no gender connected to them. There might be somewhere in there, but it seems to be more of a balance between the two. Mm-hmm. So that would go in what you're saying relative mm-hmm. to the physical relationship, where mm-hmm. you may have two of the same gender in a relationship or the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of study to go into understanding the dynamics of all of that. When was the relationship between twin flames and soul groups born?
Mm, good question. You mean prior to coming to the planet?
For the individual, yes.
For the individual before it splits, you mean?
Yes.
That would be, well, the soul group would be traveling to the planet, then the soul group would split first, and then the last to split would be the one lotus petal, metaphorically, that is the split soul. So it would be the last to split once it hits the planet. So, and that really, I think, is a good question that you're asking, because the inference is it shows how that bond is even tighter than even the soul group.
In your studies, what would you basically define as a soul mate?
Well, we have many soul mates. So.
Yeah.
We've been here many times. I think that's a really good question. A soulmate would be like that instant attraction. You know the person. Like with my children's father, I knew the moment I laid eyes on him, I was going to have his babies. Now we're not together. That would be a soulmate. The difference of a split soul would be when you think about that person, you could never do harm to them. Even the thought of doing harm to them. Ooh, makes me want to cry. That's how powerful it is, because I'm feeling
possible.
That. It's not possible. It would be you'd rather hurt yourself. So that's kind of a way to deduce, is this my split soul or is this a soulmate? So we have many soulmates that we, you know, across time and, of course, karma. So we contract, oh, I didn't learn, I need to clean the relationship or whatever the variables may be that, you know, occurred. So we meet up again to do that work to get our spiritual lessons, of course. But there's a distinct difference of the actual split soul. And I think, too, that a good example of that is, and I heard part of your show last week, which was beautiful, and how you were saying you and your wife are that connection. And I think that's a great example that also coupled with Edgar Casey, and Gladys is his, I think that was her name, the secretary that had done all the readings when Casey was in trance. Well, toward the end of Edgar Casey's life, he was actually doing his own past lives.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, he was in trance, and he is saying while he's in trance that Gladys was a split soul. And everybody, from what I had read, their mouths dropped open because they were shocked. But it made sense when you think about it, because she was right by his side, scripting everything. You know, that was her, that's what they contracted to do. So I think, again, when it is a split soul, the real deal, then they're really focused on their spiritual mission, if you will, and what they came here to do, the planet. Whereas I think a soul mate, we kind of get caught in the material realm, 3D, 4D, and kind of get stuck in the illusion here of thinking, you know, it's about retirement and money and yada, yada, yada.
Which seems to be on a lot of people's minds these days.
Well, we're brainwashed.
Yeah. Yeah. The cleanest part of the body, right?
Yes.
Anyway, the masters, I work with a few entities out there that I call the Ascended Masters. And I talked a little bit to them. Specifically Saint Germain, he's the one that likes to talk a lot with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that the information that you come up with is directly coming from their arena. You know, they're connecting into your energy and your vibration, because there's a lot of misunderstanding about the soulmate, twin ray, soul family, soul or twin flames, and how all that connects to the chakras and how it connects into the physical and what's the, you know, you can go on and on and on and on and on. And they're suggesting that maybe you might consider doing some classes, writing books, things of that nature, because it's really important to understand not just one definition of one belief system or a modality. And I find that when I meet people like yourself, that there's a common ground with a different energy, but it's the same energy. Different information, but it's the same information. It's like the religions of the world, as different as they seem to be sounding, they're really, in a way, if you think about it, are teaching the same thing. Okay? When you're talking about what does a male and female energy have to do with the twin flame relationship, can you give a little bit about that, please?
Well, you know, as we are here in this incredible time of ascension, and thank God we've ascended at least fourth degree, now we're headed toward the fifth, where we're becoming less dense physical bodies and more in our vibration. So we're, like, even talking to Cheryl on the phone the other day, we were kind of touching base about the road, about the show. Interesting road metaphor.
It's a road.
Definitely. And so when we were talking, I felt my energy, my vibration really, really high. Both of us were, like, really, really high, and we both had kind of had a pretty dense matter day. And we had observed that, and it was like, wow, that's really interesting to feel our energy become real light. So I think that when we are more aware of our own internal process and our own, how would you say, evolvement of going into the oneness and being in the heart, and then we connect with others that consciously they've done more work and they're at a higher level of consciousness, then our vibrations help to raise not only each other more, but the entire planet. So whether it's the twin flame or the split soul, or like Cheryl and I, or anyone, because we're now more in the oneness and we're all part of the oneness, that that sense of that raising our vibration is so strong, because we're really being called back home, if you will, to our heart and just understanding that we're one with all things.
That is a very big statement to make, because we really are. Well, you're with Michael Shane, and I have my very special guest here, Jacqueline Conquest, and we're going to go ahead and take a break. And we're here with Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll be taking some calls after the break. So please call in at 1-800-930-2819. Namaste.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, through the transmediumship of Michael Shane, is offering a one-time series of transformative healing sessions to help you let go and be who you truly are. Experience 2 crystal light energy healings and 1 past life regression with Michael for $125, a savings of $215. This offer is available to the first 20 callers who schedule their session. Be one of the first. Call now, 1-800-508-6437, 1-800-508-6437. Schedule your session and visit michaelshane.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, we're back on the Michael Shane Show with Michael and his special guest today, Jacqueline Conquest. And as Michael said just before the break, we're going to be taking calls from our listeners. The number that you call is 1-800-930-2819. And I want to let everyone know that the first caller will receive a free 30-minute channeled reading with Michael. You can come down to our center in Tacoma and have your reading in person, or we can do it over the phone, whichever you would prefer. And before I turn it back over to Michael and Jacqueline, I wanted to let everyone know that here, this coming Saturday, Michael will be appearing at the Spiral Expo Fair in Kent, Washington. And so those in the greater Puget Sound area, if you'd like to come down and visit with Michael in person, come join us at the Spiral Fair in Kent. If you would like more information, just give us a call at 1-800-508-6437, or you can visit our website at www.michaelshane.com. That's MichaelShane.com. Well, back to you, Michael and Jacqueline.
Hello, everyone. We're back here today to talk with Jacqueline Conquest. Jacqueline?
Yes.
During the break, I was sitting here thinking to myself, soulmates, twin flames, twin rays. And one of the things that I've noticed is there seems to be a power energy. And I don't mean power in the negative sense. There's an energy in there that seems to be connected. It goes directly in through the silver cord.
Mm-hmm.
Right into the God self in the heart, and it starts to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And as it begins to grow, it will run into, for the lack of a better word, a darkness, and it stops.
Mm-hmm.
And it sends out a polarity of energy letting you know, there's something there. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, and when I'm meaning dark, I don't necessarily mean that that's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something there in your heart that this energy, it attracts to, and then it pushes it, and it's almost like a memory of some kind, or
like a birthing.
Could you tell? Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's interesting as you're saying that. I'm getting the visions, and if you notice, I close my eyes a lot, and the reason for that is because I can get the visions and really understand my higher self and all that is, and what is being shown me. Yes, so I see that, and I think that the birthing, if you will, it's kind of like this morning. When I psychically read, I do this constantly in my life, and I teach everyone that I'm around to do that. Meaning, like this morning, I was getting ready to leave, and my makeup mirror was in a different location. I think my cat must have moved it. But it was really weird because when I looked in the mirror, I was upside down.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at that, and I thought, now that's really interesting. That must be a metaphor, you know, looking at the world upside down, or you're upside down right now. So when you say that, all of a sudden I get that vision again that Spirit was showing me to pay attention to that, because it would show up as it just did in your question. So my sense is that the birthing is because we, you might be getting psychically messages that are different than what I am right now, which is perfect. What I'm sensing right now is that birthing is the remembering who I am, the I am, and not the, how would you say, the, you know, I'm not the vessel that I am in. So I think that that's part of it. And then when you, because when I think about the split soul twin flame, what's really interesting is because I'm connected to my split soul, I never feel alone. But I've done a lot of the work, especially the heart chakra work. So I've done a lot. I'm a past life regression therapist. I've done my own past lives, not only here on this planetary time and space dimension, this illusion of reality, but in other times and space, living parallel lives as we speak on other planets and doing the work here that we've all, you know, come to do, which is so exciting, coupled with the, you know, aliens are here to help us. Thank God there is a God and they're here to help us. So it's so expansive when you ask that question. So it is really that sense of remembering I am. And I think that's the struggle of that, you know, yin and yang, that dark side, if you will.
Which was basically what God was telling Moses up on the mountain when he asked him his name, and he said, I am what I am.
Mm.
So it's pretty profound.
Mm.
It seems simple, but yet it's not.
It's everything.
Know. Well, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio with Michael Shane. Benny, how would you like to go to our first caller?
Well, let's just bring her right on board. It's Naomi calling in from Seattle. Welcome to the show.
Wow, thank you. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I just have a question about soulmates and that kind of thing. I have a couple of friends who seem to think they've found their soulmate. However, both of these men are married to other people. And it's not the kind of situation where they're going to leave that other person for them. But these ladies think that they are. And they just keep kind of battling back and forth with this. And I just really want some clarity on it. It just seems strange. I don't know.
Well, first off, it's a pretty volatile situation when you have a two married couples and they're having issues on what is or what isn't going on in their soulmate world or twin flame. You've heard of the concept, the grass is always greener in the neighbor's field. Well,
yes.
You know, that could be the situation here. I'm not being told whether or not these situations here is what you're describing to me.
Right.
But what I would say is you focus on and encourage the relationship that you're in presently. It does not matter at that particular point who is or isn't your twin flame or soulmate per se. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And
okay.
Go ahead.
Both of them just insist that these men are their soulmate, and, you know, trying to get them. For one, it's been like a 2-year relationship. The other one, it's been a 4 or 5 year. And it's like, why? My question to them always is, why are you limiting yourself and that? Are you hanging on for something that may never transpire, and then you're wasting your life? You know, to me, I don't understand how if someone is your soulmate, that they would not be present for you and specifically just you, they would not be entangled with someone else. I always had the understanding that that soulmate is designed just for you, and eventually you would find them, or maybe not so, but in this life, but in some lifetime or another, you're going to find it. But well, you have to be hanging on in your life waiting for someone who's already committed to someone else.
Well, it is possible that that they're not soulmates. And in my belief system, soulmates are not necessarily who it is that you would want to have a relationship with. That would generally be a twin flame because it's flaming. But I'd like to have Jacqueline, if you would, to
yes, and I'm sorry, was your name Naomi?
Yes.
Naomi, hi. Oh, wonderful. I love your questions. Yeah, it's really interesting because it's a, this is a perfect example of what we, when we were in what Michael had just said about the, you know, the fire, if you will, of the real deal, which would be the split soul, the twin flame. We have many soulmates. Yeah, sure. They could be their soulmates, no doubt. And yeah, sure. Here they are repeating it again. Probably they did this little, you know, triangle, maybe 10,000 lifetimes together, and they're still not getting it, you know? So that's why that point about the destiny of twin souls, of the split soul, is to do the spiritual work. And so, and something that popped up that's really interesting here, I think is really important to say, and this gets into the male and the female energy. For years in my practice of working with clients doing marital couple therapy, one day I had 8 sessions back to back. And lo and behold, at the 8th session that night, I realized that each session I had with clients was either a married person having an affair or someone having an affair with a married person. Finally, right. At the end of the day, it blew my mind. And in the last session, I couldn't help it, and I screamed out to the universe in the session with my client, why is everyone having affairs? And all of a sudden, this thing hit the side of the window of my office, and I looked over. It sounded like a bullet, like a rock hit the window. And I look over, and I didn't see what it was, and I look at my client. I said, what was that? She said, it was a cat. She says, that's the weirdest thing. This cat just hit the window. And all of a sudden, it occurred to me, I thought, oh, I just got my answer. The reason, quote, everyone's having affairs is because they need female energy. So what is missing in this relationship with your friends is they're psychically, the real relationship between a male and female energy is the psychic connection. What they're hungry for is that psychic connection. So one thing I notice in doing therapy with clients is with the men, I help them emotionally to be there for their female, you know, counterpart, if you will, and then for the woman to understand the needs of the husband. The male energy needs, for instance, sex. That's the only way that they can relieve themselves. And a lot of women have the misunderstanding about what that means. So when they really understand, oh, wow, you know, this is like food for my husband, and this is how we really connect. He's looking at it a different way because we really are different, male and female. We're completely, we have a totally different way of looking at things. So when the man understands, okay, the only way that I can really connect with her is this psychic connection, that's what he's hungry for. And then, of course, she's hungry to be psychically felt, her emotions, that, you know, that antenna, if you will. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
So they're
Thank
not getting
you.
Their spiritual lesson, by the way. I guess that's pretty much it in a nutshell. They're and you're absolutely right. It's not, you know, you might look at it as wasting your life, but, you know, it's really more of, okay, what am I not getting, spirit? You know, what is it that I need to learn in this understanding? And I back up Michael completely about, you know, this is really a very heated situation because they're creating more destructive karma by continuing to be in the relationship and having these affairs.
Right. Thank you so much. That really cleared that up.
Well, thank you for calling today, Naomi. It's a wonderful opportunity to speak with you.
And bring white light on your friends, too. That helps.
I will. Thank you so much. You guys
thank
have
you.
A great day.
Well, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. If you wish to call in today to talk to myself, Michael Shane, and Jacqueline, please call in at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. We'll talk to you all in a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is happening.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Cheryl Gardner on The Michael Shane Show, and I just want to let everyone know that we're going to give away another free 30-minute channeled reading with Michael. So the next caller, you'll have a privilege to be with Michael for a 30-minute channeled reading. And before we turn it back over to Michael, I would like to ask Jacqueline, would you like to give out your contact information for our listeners?
Absolutely. Just close your eyes and see white light coming straight through the top of your head and go right into your heart, and you can connect with me.
Oh, beautiful.
And then if you want to do it with the technical way, then it's 206-303-9482. Or you can go to drdreamlove.com.
Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking with you today. It's always a beautiful thing when people can get together and share their ideas and their knowledge.
Thank you.
As I myself went through my life, I had this knowing that there was more to me than just one thing. Mm. And there was this internal fight between the male and female. Mm. Not another female, but the female energy with inside myself.
Yes.
And I often wondered if having that connection or that fight or a lack of knowledge or understanding of what it was the cause of some of the problems that I had growing up.
Oh, hallelujah. You know?
And so in remembering some of the memories that I've had in my life, would you be willing to explain how one would balance the male and female energy and to also know where to connect to it or how?
Mm.
If there's any information relative to that?
That's an excellent question. I think the best way is through dreams.
Dreams.
Dreams. In the sleep state, the dreams, our dreams really are our higher self giving us the information that we need to know. Then in the dream, like for instance, you being a male, then any woman that you dreamt in your dream would be the reflection of your male or your female aspect during that time and about your difficulty in being balanced or in harmony with your female energy, you know, where you're at in terms of your evolvement of that, bringing it into balance. The other thing is our own relationships in the physical, you know, whether they're any male, any female, and how we're relating to them. Are we relating to them or not relating to them? Because relationships are our mirrors. We are constantly projecting our own, how would you say, notion of where someone is into someone else, and then we're looking at ourselves. So it's really our gift, if you will, you know, those times. And to be more specific, to give an example, I remember many years ago, there was a therapist that, a colleague that I knew of, and we would really butt heads, he and I. And one night I had a dream about him, and I was so pissed off when I woke up in the morning. I was like, oh, I don't want to be thinking about his negative energy. And all of a sudden I thought, oh, damn it. That means he's representing my male energy. So then that night I asked for a dream, and I asked for a dream to give me information on how I could heal that male energy that I didn't like that I was seeing in him. And that's why I'd get agitated with him. And lo and behold, I had a dream, and I actually had a healing that night. And I dreamt I was married to Nostradamus. So in that dream, it showed that I was healed of that. So that's an excellent question, though, because all our relationships are really a mirror of ourselves, and we're projecting. So we get angry, oh, so-and-so is doing this or whatever. And it's our own, how would you say, denial and our own inability to recognize that's our own self and our struggle. So the goal would be then to be balanced in the male and the female. The male energy is the provider, the builder, the destroyer, works out of the lower chakras. The female energy is the emotional manager, quote, the glue that holds relationships together, the nurturing, the loving. So when you're balanced in your male and your female energy, you're in a male body, and you can, you know, if you saw something happen immediately, you could protect, and whew, comes the male energy. Or you see like an injured bird, and immediately your female energy would come forth and, oh, little bird, and pick it up and be compassionate and loving.
Well, you were saying that that we're a mirror image, and that makes a lot of sense. You know, when the masters, when they were teaching me that if you want to find a mate and you have a certain idea what your mate, you want your mate to be, they suggest that you become that person yourself first.
Exactly.
So you can attract
mm-hmm.
that person that you're wanting to have. So you become the person you want your mate to be.
Mm-hmm.
And like you were saying, we actually do that without thinking about it. And if I go back into my memory and look at the relationships that I've had myself, I was actually marrying the person that I was at the time.
Mm.
So it makes sense. You're attracting mm-hmm. that like
mm-hmm.
attracts like.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, it wasn't always a positive thing. And you come to realize it's not the individual that you're in a relationship that you should be complaining at or angry at. You should be looking at, in the mirror at yourself
mm-hmm.
and see what you can do with yourself to help heal the situation. And during that process, you may stay together or you may not. But you part ways in that healing vibration instead of with all the drama that seems to follow that kind of a situation.
Exactly. And I think you're really keying into the caller Naomi and the issues that her two friends are having. It's really their own mirror, their difficulty in seeing the gift in the relationship of the marriage and what they need to learn in that relationship about their own male energy.
It's a tough road, you know. When the information and the knowledge is not out there, then people won't connect to it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
If the knowledge is out there and people don't read it because mm-hmm. they don't know it's out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, they just keep bumping their heads and they end up in counseling, like, you know, seeing a therapist or reaching for a book or being in misery, trying to find any avenue, always looking on the outside when it isn't on the outside. It's within our own being. And if we don't feel the love inside and feeling that connection with our male and our female energy and being balanced, then we can't really be a whole self, if you will.
How many of us, you wonder, feel whole? You know, there always appears to be some form of a missing piece in our life that isn't there. You know, like, as an example, when I was living with my grandparents from the age of 15 to 17 years old, I don't remember I don't know what that person was. I was angry all the time. I put them through, you know what, and they weren't, you know, ready to deal with that. All they remembered me from before was I was this cute little loving grandchild of theirs, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden the horn started growing.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up in the military, which was basically, in a way, saved my life, but did not completely heal everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all connected to, how am I going to understand what you're going through if I haven't gone through it?
Exactly.
And myself. Mm-hmm. And that is why when we're sitting here talking about soulmates,
mm-hmm.
every single soulmate has a connection to the oneness in the source.
Mm.
So we truly are all connected mm-hmm. to one another
mm-hmm.
in one way, shape, or form, mm-hmm. whether we choose to acknowledge that or know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the answers that are in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn Meese talks about cellular memory,
mm-hmm.
where when you activate cellular memory, certain information and knowledge comes up about a past life or
mm-hmm.
or some memory that happened at the age of 14 or whatever, mm-hmm. that helps us when we let these go, these memories, to let them go into the ethers and transmute them into positive energy. Or possibly even having the positive cellular memory come in and you use that energy to expand the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I meditate, I try to connect to all the twin flame, soul mate, twin mm-hmm. ray, God source, the subsoul, mm-hmm. all the different chakras and things of that nature. Because, I mean, as far as we know, we're told there's seven chakras. Well, I personally have seen a lot more than that,
mm-hmm.
but how do you define them? So in your work, when you're working with people and they come in and they're in a relationship, but they're feeling lost,
mm-hmm.
how do you help them really truly connect to their understanding of the soulmate or twin mm-hmm. flame? And I believe that this is a pretty good piece of information for them to know,
mm-hmm.
because some of these people should want to come and see you. So
mm-hmm.
maybe if you give them a little bit of insight of what you do there.
Well, yes, that's a really interesting question. For years, there are things, being a metaphysician yourself, that there are things that you just know, and you never learned it. No one ever told you, at least in this lifetime, but you know. And what's really interesting is that in all the years of my practice, I always have my clients close their eyes. And any of you that's sitting down right now, you might want to go ahead and do this. So I have them close their eyes. And, well, first I actually release whatever the destructive energy is that they're feeling. So I do that therapeutically. So we're all cleansed, if you will. And now they're in a peaceful, loving state. Once I do that, then I have them close their eyes and imagine that white light is coming straight from the heavens, like a beam me up, Scotty, comes straight through the top of your head, filling every cell, every fiber, every muscle of your entire being with this divine healing energy. And then I have them expand that. It gets bigger than the room that they're in, expanded. It gets bigger than the state, our sacred state of Washington. Continue to expand that. It gets three times bigger than sacred Mother Earth. Continue to expand that, that they're now filled with a white light and it as bright as a North Star, and they're one with all things. So that reconnection of that higher self is the key, I feel.
Well, let's retouch on that after the break. You're talking to Transformation Talk Radio. And if you wish to call in at 1-800-930-2819, again, that's 800-930-2819.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, through the transmediumship of Michael Shane, is offering a one-time series of transformative healing sessions to help you let go and be who you truly are. Experience two crystal light energy healings and one past life regression with Michael for $125, a savings of $215. This offer is available to the first 20 callers who schedule their session. Be one of the first. Call now, 1-800-508-6437, 1-800-508-6437. Schedule your session and visit michaelshane.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, this is Cheryl Gardner, and thanks for joining us today on The Michael Shane Show. Well, before we continue on this wonderful topic today regarding twin flames, twin souls, I would like to let everybody know I have a fabulous offer. For any of those who would like a in-person reading or over the phone with Michael, we're offering 30-minute sessions for $40. That's right. It's only $40. So if you'd like to schedule your appointment today, just give me a call at 1-800-547-6437. And or you can log on to our website at www.michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com. Okay, Jacqueline, would you like to continue on this beautiful discussion that we're having?
Oh, absolutely. It's like a timeless discussion, isn't it?
Heaven sent.
Heaven sent, exactly. Indeed. I guess what I'm thinking right now, what I'm envisioning, is really being guided to, how do you say, underline the importance of coming out of the thinking brain and going into the heart. I think when we bring our awareness into our heart and feel that oneness and that love with all things, then we really... how would you say, go beyond the veil, and we're connected not only to our heart, but all hearts, because all of our hearts communicate. So I feel like that's probably the most important thing for me to really drive home.
It probably will resonate with a lot of different people. You know, we live every day trying to get through what we can get through. Mm-hmm. And the more and more we focus on it as being something non-positive, the more non-positive it becomes.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
that's where this conscious mind that you're talking about comes in. Mm-hmm. You direct that energy into the heart.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't anything that's negative there that comes or manifests from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's what our Master Jesus was attempting to, yes. in a lot of the messages he was given, mm-hmm. us to understand. Because my Father's house, you know, he's pointing
right.
at his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't meaning the heart in the chest. He was talking mm-hmm. about
the oneness.
You know, right there.
Right.
And I'm really going to see James Doohan in heaven. You were talking about Scotty beat me up. That'd be amazing, huh? Now, one of the things that I wanted to ask you today, and I wanted to have some questions that were mostly pertaining to this subject of soulmates and twin flames, but if you could, in a very quick manner, tell me when you realized that you could see and hear these divine energies.
Wow, that's a really good question. I think right away the memory that comes to my awareness. I think I was in six. I grew up in California, maybe five, and of course, it's hot there. And so my mother used to come in and tuck me in, and we'd say our prayers when we go to sleep. And she left the room, and all of a sudden, I felt this like loving touch on my shoulder. And I expected it was her. And I turned around, she wasn't there. And so that really kind of, you know, shook me, if you will, into the understanding of their other beings around us, loving vibration beings. And then throughout my life, just real quick, I would have visions, just understandings, like understanding that the Sphinx on the left paw, underneath it, it tells where we've come from, where we're really from, who we really are, why we're here. I've had, you know, like when I was 12, I think 58, I forget now, but when I was 12, I remember seeing the National Geographic and the pyramids, and the Sphinx was going to be, covered with a flood. There was a threat of that. And I remember looking at the picture and I totally freaked out thinking that can't happen. That can't happen. Of course, I didn't have the conscious awareness of why, and I would say that Jesus came to me probably in terms of that spirit connection. Jesus came to me when I was 9, when there was a real significant turning point in my life and a real tragedy hit our family. And Jesus has been with me ever since and, you know, communicating to me.
Well, that's similar to me. Jesus has been around me my whole life, and and I know that I probably keep him on his toes.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to thank my guest, Jacqueline, for being here today. It's been wonderful. The whole thing was just beautiful and great.
Oh, thank you.
And again, I also would like to thank my listeners for coming on board today to the Michael Shane Show on the Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to talking to you very soon. God bless and have a beautiful week. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Michael Shane Show, Conversations with the Ascended Masters on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Eastern Time to connect with the Ascended Masters, raise your vibration, and understand the lessons of life. Call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. This is your opportunity to receive spiritual education and healing with the guidance and direction of our beloved Ascended Masters, all through the transphysical mediumship of Michael Shane and his amazing guests. For more information about the show and a schedule full personal session with Michael, visit michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
People say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.